Shalom Aleichem, Rabotai. Mishnah continues. Erev Shabbat Chol Hamoed. We are in Orla, the first perek, Mishnah Vav. Netia shel Orla shel kilai hakerem shenit arvu benetilt. If he has a planting, you know, a tree, here a vine, a grapevine, that is Orla the first 3 years, or it's kilai hakerem. It is kilaim, a mixed planting. It was mixed with other species. It was talked about in Masechta Kilaim, and it was mixed up with other plants. Hareze lo yilkot. So you can't pick the fruit off this tree, because what you have is a suffek if the fruit of the tree is usser, and you don't know which tree is which. Now, why can't you apply butzel? Because it's attached to the ground, and something that's attached to the ground is kavua, fixed, and kol kavua kamechsa mechsa. It's like half and half already, because it's in a fixed location. As we have a whole sogia by Bittel, we have, you know, 9 treif stores and 1 kosher store, or vice versa, and when we can rely on Bittel, that's a whole other sogia that we've mentioned. But here, where they're attached to the ground, no Bittel. V'im laka, if he picks the fruit off all of his trees or his vines, yalei be'echad b'metayim. It's Bittel if it's 1 out of 200. So be'echad b'metayim means if it's 1 out of 201, meaning he has 1 orla tree somewhere in the vineyard, and 200 normal trees. I mean, normal in the sense they've had 5 or 6 years of growth already. So that one orla tree is not an issue. It is an issue when it's a tree, but if they've gone ahead and picked the fruit, it's no longer an issue because it's 1 out of 201. Bilvaj lo yitkoven lil kot. But this is only when he doesn't intend to pick them to make them bottle. So a person couldn't say, oh, well, instead of harvesting my 200 aged vines, we're going to harvest 201 vines, because I'll harvest that orla one over there also to create a situation of bittel. He could not do that. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af Yitkoven Lil Kot, V'el Be'echad B'metayim. Rabbi Yossi says he could even intend to harvest them, and they'll still be bittel b'di'evad after the fact if he has one in 201. Now there's a discussion in the Mefarshim what Rabbi Yossi means and how far he goes. If it's a bidyevid, if he happened to be pruning and he was taking, you know, one bushel off of each vine, and he says, oops, I accidentally got the orla one, maybe that's okay. The Rambam seems to say that it's okay, lechatchila, which is quite strange, but apparently it's based on a Gemara in Gittin 54b, which cites this Mishnah and seems to be learning that Rabbi Yossi permits it even lechatchila. But that is, of course, after it's picked, not when it's attached to the ground. Good, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah Zayin gets into which portions of the tree or the vine that the prohibition of Orla applies to. He'olim, the leaves. Halulavim, reposai, lulavim on Chol Hamoed. Beautiful. Lulavim here means the shoots, the branches that are coming out of the vine. Ooh, and of course, it also means the lulav from the palm tree. Omegafonim, the water of the vines, meaning it cuts into the vine and sap comes out. Usmodar and the buds, mutarim b'orla urevai. The prohibition of orla and revai, the first 3 years orla and the 4th year revai, does not apply here to these items. They're not the fruit. Uva nazir, and so too for a nazir who took the vow of nazirut to abstain from grapes, which also includes grape products, grape skins, grape pits, things like this. But these items are not really the fruit, the grape itself, they're just the sap and things like this. V'asurim b'asherah. But if they come from an asherah, all of the parts are usar, even the parts that are not really fruit. An asherah is a tree planted for idolatrous purposes. And any item that's avodah zarah itself is usar b'hana, forbidden for a Jew to get benefit from. Pasuk says, lo yidbak b'yalchem umam in the cherem. It's cherem, it's banned, so nothing of it can be used. Rabbi Yossi Omer Hasmadar Asar, he says the buds are Asar, going back to for Nazir or Kilei Kerem or Orla Mipnei Shupri. The bud is actually the beginning of the fruit. Rabbi Yossi Omer Hamamid Bisraf Orla. If he's using the sap, you know, he squeezes out sap for Orla and he uses it as a mamid, as a starter or an enzyme for cheese production, the cheese becomes usser mishum orla. We've seen before the concept that a ma'amid, something that's a starter, or something that makes it work, is not batel. I'm Rabbi Yeshua, shamati b'peirish. He says, I heard specifically, shamamid b'srafa olim, b'srafa ikarim mutter. If somebody uses an enzyme from this sap, which comes from the leaves or from the roots. The cheese that comes out as a result is mutter. Bisraf ha-gefonim, usher. But if you're using the sap that's in the vines itself, that sap that goes right into the grapes, that's usher mishehem pri, because that's like fruit. So therefore, making cheese out of it, the cheese would become usher like orlash. Goyach rabosai, which I was good made.